Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number three. Last half hour, actually, of this Monday, December 1st, 2025 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of it today. A couple of text messages came in during the break. You're back. Yes, I am. Absolutely. Greatly appreciate you guys telling everybody about it. I'm sure a lot of people, after being off the air for as long as we were, kind of got out of the routine or the habit of listening to the show. I understand that. We were off the air for a long time. I apologize. We got things fixed as quickly as we could, but we're back. So be sure to tell everybody you know he's back. Absolutely, just like your text message says. 9 to noon, Monday through Friday. Greatly appreciate it. We appreciate you guys telling everybody about it. But one of the things that I'm kind of looking at the calendar as we head into the Christmas holidays. We look at the parties that we'll be going to. We'll be talking about the new year. Everybody is excited about the direction things are going. They did a study, I saw it on Fox News, that the optimism seems to be coming back. One of the things that's going to happen is when people file their tax returns, basically a month and a day from today, January 2nd, start the process of filing tax returns for this calendar year 2025 under the new tax rules, the codes that they are using with the IRS. Businesses that will be filing for what they did this year. Well, in addition to that, the confidence that's going to take place when Donald Trump replaces the chairman of the Federal Reserve. I believe it's going to be Kevin Hazlitt. I think that's the person he's going to choose. They leaked that out last week before Thanksgiving. And the stock market jumped immediately. Every index went up. Dow Jones, S&P 500, NASDAQ, it was a huge, almost 2% jump based on that news. What is that as an indicator tell us? That the market is excited about a new chairman of the Federal Reserve coming online because interest rates are going to drop. Now, the question is going to be whether Powell is going to drop a full point, which is what Donald Trump wants this month, as the Board of Governors meet for the Federal Reserve. Are they going to vote to drop it a full point? Probably not. Will they drop it a half a point? No, not really. Another quarter of a point, like they've been doing, slowly but surely, dribbling it down, 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 most likely is going to be what they do. And when they do that, that will be the final nail in the coffin of Powell being this president's chair of the Federal Reserve. He's going to be replaced. Now, the other things that you have to look at here in Michigan, because we focus on Michigan news, Michigan politics, Michigan's economy, this is what we do. You have to understand that Michigan is an important swing state in next year's midterm elections. Potentially able, if we get the right candidate nominated, we could win the U.S. Senate seat, increase the majority in the U.S. Senate. That would be huge if that could happen here in Michigan. Also, if we could get back and take back the majority of the Michigan State Senate. Many people are saying that if we do that with a new Republican governor, the trifecta would be perfected again, this time with Republican leadership, potentially for the next 4 to 8 years. A better governor than Rick Snyder and Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly were back when they were elected in November of 2010. Why do I say that? Because Rick Snyder was basically a Democrat. He was a wolf in sheep clothing. He absolutely was the biggest rhino Democrat on planet Earth that the Republicans nominated, but he won. Even though we put pressure on him, a lot of pressure on him, he signed right to work. That was basically the only smart conservative thing he did the entire time he was governor for 8 years in Lansing. Took over from Granholm with a $47 billion budget and grew it to $58.2 billion before he left. Passed that on to Whitmer. She took it from 58 up to the $81 billion we have today. Well, with the right governor candidate, we can absolutely win this state back in favor with Donald Trump. Why is that important? Because as he's shown already, the amount of federal dollars that are going to come to Michigan just for Selfridge Air Force Base alone and that new fighter jet that's coming, it's going to be housed out of Selfridge, folks, right here in Michigan. If we get a Republican governor that will work even better than Whitmer has chosen to do with President Trump in the last couple of months, well, guess what? This is going to lead right into the 2028 presidential election. You know how badly Donald Trump wants to pass the baton to J.D. Vance and Marco Rubio? I think that's going to be the ticket. Vance will be at the top. Rubio will be his vice president. And the younger generation of Republicans will take over and continue running the Trump train down the tracks. With a country like the direction our country's going come the November 2028 election? Absolutely. Starts next year. I can't wait to kiss Bubba at midnight on New Year's Eve. I am so looking forward to 2026. This is going to be an unbelievable takeoff year. When all this investment and all these lower taxes and paying down the debt because of the revenue being generated by tariffs and other trade deals that this president's able to negotiate, peace in the Middle East, peace in Ukraine, Russia, and all these other countries, let's stop fighting each other. Let's work together. Let's join the world's economy. Let's bring prosperity to your country. Well, if he's able to get that done this month, and again, pray for that, folks, that Donald Trump, Marco Rubio, his envoy are able to negotiate this peace deal with Ukraine and Russia, that would be, again, just like I said, the cherry on top of that beautiful sundae, that ice cream sundae of peace. And the thing of it is, it's going to affect the markets. It's going to affect the markets. When the markets start getting affected and interest rates start coming down, things start becoming more affordable. More housing comes to Michigan. I know of projects that are online waiting, just chomping at the bit to get financing in place for next year. And when that happens and when that takes off, it will be absolutely unbelievable how quickly this turns around. And I think if they're able to do it heading into the election for next year midterms, I think it will be a Republican victory. I think they grow their majorities in both the U.S. Senate and the House. We get a new Republican governor. We take back the Senate from the Democrats in Lansing, and it's game on. And the thing of it is that you have to understand, it's cycles and it's timing. Remember the dark days of Jimmy Carter? Remember the fireside chats with him wearing the Mr. Rogers sweater in the Oval Office, telling us to dial down our temperature on our thermostats to save energy, to heat our homes, wear a sweater? Do you remember the long lines of gas? OPEC embargo? Remember how that affected us, those long lines to buy gasoline? Remember the absolute trilogy of the misery index? Interest rates, unemployment, and inflation. All under Jimmy Carter. Well, thank God Gretchen Whitmer hasn't taken us there in Michigan that badly. But who came next? Ronald Reagan. That election absolutely changed the course of America. And I believe Donald Trump's election this past year, November 5th, 2024, absolutely is taking this country in a totally new direction. Even more so than what Ronald Reagan did when he replaced Jimmy Carter. And then to build on that momentum, to do it in the midterm elections, especially in Michigan and other states around the country. There's going to be a new governor in Ohio. There's going to be new people elected all over America this coming November of 2026. And when you see the way the stars are lining up in the direction of the stock market, the direction of interest rates, with a new Fed chair, when you see all the investment that's coming into the United States, it all is lining up, folks, for the most unbelievable economy and market we've seen probably in our lifetime. Prices are still high, but they're saying that with the increased job opportunities that are coming, prices will be dropping in time, but the job market is going to increase employment opportunities and income. That's the plan. That's the direction. We'll wrap this up. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back. Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
This is Justin Michael. I grew up in Grayling, Michigan, where small-town values and hard work shaped who I am. I proudly served in the U.S. Army in combat, and today I continue serving as a conflict resolution specialist and an advocate for veterans, families, and working people across northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula. I know the struggles our communities face because I live them. I'm Justin Michael. Let's start bridging the divides in our district together. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number three here on this Monday, December 1st, 2025 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Thankful for all the text messages of support. Greatly appreciate you guys. Make sure you tell everybody you know that we're back on the air, that we're back doing the show, 9 to noon, Monday through Friday. We're still trying to work out the technology to start bringing you the Steve Gruber Show from 6 to 9, but we're having some technical difficulties getting that done with the new equipment we have and the FTP website. You may have noticed the news at the bottom of the hour, a little fragmentation happening. Well, that's technology. Like I always say, love it when it works and hate it when it doesn't. But that's what we're trying to deal with right now, and we hopefully will have that done here in the next week or two. One of the last points I want to get in for today's show is I want you guys to understand that as we do this show, as we do the research, as we prep, as we look at the different things happening in Lansing and the things that are happening in Washington, the information that we bring, the sponsors that we have, we want to do a couple of things. And this has been our mission statement from day one. We want to make your life better. We want to lower the cost of living. We promote and have sponsors on talking about goods, products, and services that you use that make your life better. For example, we talked to Missy today. She's got a Black Friday special going on for our listeners. She wants you to be healthier in 2026. So do I. I want you to enjoy your life and to feel better, to feel healthier as a result of using her services. We have some new sponsors that are coming. We have Justin Michael. He's running for Congress, running for the 1st Congressional District. He has agreed to be a sponsor of this show. We also just recently put under contract Kevin Kievsky. You've heard him on the show a couple of times already. He's running to be our Attorney General. Well, he reached out to me and said, Randy, I'd like to be a sponsor. I'd like to do ads. I'd like to do some interviews with you. How can that happen? Today, I'm going to be talking with Anthony Ferlini. He is the county clerk, registered of deeds right now down in Macomb County. I'm going to have a conversation with him about him becoming a sponsor, supporting the show, running commercials, and doing weekly interviews for Secretary of State. Again, governor candidates, we're holding off on that race until after the signatures are turned in. Will I have them, the candidates running, announced candidates running on the show? Absolutely. As far as sponsorship goes, we won't be doing a sponsorship for the governor's race until after the signatures are presented and approved. Then, like I said, we'll vet the candidates and we'll make a decision as to who we think we want to be a sponsor on the radio station. One of the things that I think people need to understand is while this is, yes, a radio station, and yes, we are attempting to get new sponsors on the show, on the station, we have somewhat of a two-pronged approach. Political, heading into 2026, and then, of course, our regular sponsors, local businesses here in the state of Michigan that we support and want you to partake of their goods, products, and services. In the meantime, have some fun. This year, 2025, we've tried to do that. We've had a couple of events, a couple of parties, a couple of things we've gone to. Hopefully you've been able to partake. But as you're sitting down for the end of the year and you're doing your Christmas list, and you're looking at your New Year's resolutions, and you're laying out perhaps your budget for next year, what you hope to accomplish, what you need to pay for, what do you need to do, we hope, again, that you will set aside roughly about $500. This is going to be for events. We're going to be having our Fun Shoot Pig Roast next year. We're going to do it before the August primary. It will be in July there in Central Lake. I'll have all the details for you shortly after the new year. We're not going to talk about it right now, but you're going to need roughly about $50 to attend that. There's going to be some other events that you're going to want to go to. Michigan Republican Party, they're going to continue hosting debates around the state, and they're asking for donations. Help pay for the venues and to help raise a little bit of money for the Michigan Republican Party. We're going to be having some events down at Liberty Mountain USA, down in Farwell, Michigan, there in Clare County. You'll want to attend some of those. There'll be some concerts and things that we're going to be a part of, and we want you guys to be aware of it. So, again, like I said, if you can, try to set aside a little bit of money when you're laying out your budget for next year. But this is the way we're going to roll heading into 2026. We appreciate you guys. Thank you so much. Tell everybody you know we're back. Now to the music. 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM WC.